员卢比奥表示，帮助香港人既正确且符合美国国家安全利益。莫德纳新冠疫苗最早将于本周五获得授权。刻画百年历史轨迹的纽约时钟崭新问世。
今天是12月17号星期四，欢迎收看美国观察，我是宝荣。美国总统特朗普批评参议院多数党领袖麦康奈尔参议员祝贺拜登当选，同时也批评了福克斯新闻。美国第二家药厂的疫苗正在接受审议，预计本周能够获得批准。接下来我们请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅为我们介绍。耀毅。
是的，在星期一呢，美国的选举人团投完票之后，参议院的多数党领袖共和党籍的麦康奈尔参议员就在星期二的时候在国会当中来祝贺拜登成为总统的当选人。那么特朗普总统呢，在星期三的上午则是发出了推文来批评麦康奈尔这样的做法。他的推文当中说呢，米契有7500万张票创下了现任总统的得票记录，你太快放弃了，共和党最终必须要学习如何战斗。那特朗普总统呢，接着也批评这个保守派的媒体福克斯新闻网，批评呢该电视台让这个民主党人上节目，并且受到了极端左派的操弄。特朗普总统并且宣布这个宣称福克斯新闻网已经死亡。那副总统彭斯呢，星期三的下午则是在白宫召开了这个白宫新冠病毒工作小组的会议。那么与此同时呢，美国的食品药品监督管理局 FDA 的监管人员在星期二则是表示，针对莫德纳以及国立卫生研究院来开发的疫苗所做的初步的分析呢，证实该疫苗的安全性以及有效性。不过呢，在报告当中也披露说，有4位自愿受试者在临床实验的晚期阶段呢，出现了贝尔氏麻痹症，而该病的症状呢，就是暂时性的颜面肌肉瘫痪或者是无力。而另外第一家这个批准的疫苗呢，辉瑞药厂的疫苗，在星期一开始已经配送到美国各地方，给第一线的医护人员施打疫苗了。那么根据《纽约时报》报道呢，一位在阿拉斯加州的医护人员注射了疫苗之后，出现了严重过敏的现象，目前正在医院观察当中。那根据报道呢，这个人员过去并没有过敏的病史。而星期三呢，一名国务院的发言人发出了声明，说蓬佩奥国务卿因为与一位新冠病毒检测呈阳性反应的人员接触，现在已经进行自我隔离。因此呢，国务卿在星期三的上午也没有参加特朗普总统在白宫召开的内阁会议。而白宫记者协会呢，也在星期三宣布又有一位白宫记者团的记者确诊。而这个拜登的团队也宣布呢，在星期二的时候，一个随团的记者也是检测阳性。不过呢，根据他们追踪的这个接触史啊，这个记者呢并没有跟拜登有近距离的接触。那目前呢，我们看到美国的这个死亡人数呢，新冠病毒死亡人数也突破了30万人。所以在新冠病毒的疫情的方面呢，还有许多需要做的。主持人。
好的，我们非常感谢耀毅发来的报道。星期二晚间，位于华盛顿特区的国家大教堂鸣响，悼念美国在新冠病毒大流行期间失去的生命。随着辉瑞的新冠疫苗陆续抵达各州，全美开始在优先人群中接种新冠疫苗。国会两党的领导人也表现出谨慎乐观的态度。
华盛顿国家大教堂的钟声敲击300响，悼念美国在新冠病毒大流行期间失去的30万生命。而这距离上一次国家大教堂以钟声哀悼20万逝者尚不到3个月的时间。各州陆续开始执行新冠疫苗注射计划，为疫情中的美国带来曙光。在国会山，两党领导人都表现出谨慎的乐观。
The COVID vaccine is light at the end of the tunnel. It's getting brighter every dayWe have a long way to go, but we can't think that the crisis is over. We need to pass COVID relief to help our fellow Americans get by until we eradicate this virus. We need to fully fund not only production of the vaccine, but its distribution as well.
I'm a huge supporter of being vaccinated when you have a substance that you know works. And so whenever my turn comes, I'm going to be anxious to take the vaccine and to reassure, do my part to reassure those who are doubtful about this, that we really need to get the country vaccinated.
白宫发言人凯利·麦肯纳尼对于特朗普总统是否接受疫苗接种也做出了回应。
So the president, currently at this moment has said he is absolutely open to taking the vaccine. He's been emphatic about that, to me privately and to you all publicly. But he did recently recover from COVID. He has the continued protective effects of the monoclonal antibody cocktail that I mentioned. And he will receive the vaccine as soon as his medical team determines it's best.
随着辉瑞新冠疫苗在各州的陆续分发，全美多地的医护人员和护理中心的年长者开始进行接种。参与优先接种的人群普遍表现出对于新冠疫苗的信心。
I feel great. I feel really good that we are doing our part, in, you know, a new chapter in COVID recovery and treatment.
Oh, I feel good. I mean, it's a very proud feeling being able to stay in the fight. You know, one thing you don't want is to be compromised and you can't no longer do your job. So it feels good to be able to get vaccinated and continue on.
Well, I was one of the first ones, so I guess so I made history. I think I won the lottery. Didn't expect to be this way. I thought I would go home and then wait in line like everybody else. But we're lucky we're in the VA.
美国之音新闻报道。
美国莫德纳公司研发的新冠疫苗已经就绪，预计本周将获得监管部门的批准授权。美国食品与药物管理局员工周二对该疫苗的安全性还有有效性表达了支持。来看报道。
就在美国民众开始接种新冠疫苗的第二天，另一款由美国莫德纳公司研发的新冠疫苗预计也将在本周得到批准使用。周二，美国 FDA 在公布的文件中证实了疫苗的安全性和有效性。据纽约时报报道，莫德纳最早可能于本周五获得批准，在接下来几天内为美国民众提供数百万剂疫苗。莫德纳的批准授权将和 FDA 对辉瑞疫苗的紧急使用授权一起，帮助美国完成在这个月对2000万人的接种。除医务人员外，养老院的老人们是下一个接种的群体。卫生官员希望能够在公众中传播对疫苗的信心，即使到现在仍有很多美国人对疫苗存疑。根据路透社和易普索最近的民调，只有61%参与问卷的人表示他们愿意接种疫苗。美国之音电视报道。
美国参议院周三举行听证会，探讨美国应该采取什么样的措施来应对中国的经济扩张还有对美国产业带来的影响。会上，参议员们首先强调了与中国竞争的重要性。
Competition with China affects every sector. How we innovate, how we do business, how we tackle climate change, how we trade with other nations, how we protect our national security, and how we're able to impact the world around us. We have an opportunity now in the midst of this horrible pandemic to use this point of bipartisan agreement to invest in our ability to compete, not just today,but tomorrow as well.
参加这场听证会的多位专家都表示，美国想要在与中国的竞争中占优势，首先要做的就是解决目前面临的经济挑战，主动加强对国内的基础设施、制造业还有科技产业的投资。
US must address its economic challenges head on and reinvest in the fundamental drivers of our own economic prosperity. The decisions that this committeeand other members of U.S. Congress make over the next year will play a critical role in determining whether the U.S. succeeds or fails. Good defense is important, but you don't win a game by only playing defense. You have to play offense as well, and that's what those smart investments are all about.
在过去的两年里，科技的领域成为了美中冲突的焦点之一。美国政府已经对华为还有中兴这样的中国大科技公司下达了购买禁令。不过，在周三的听证会上，有专家认为，对具体的中国科技公司进行制裁，不如对整个行业进行剥离来得更有效果。
you restrict Huawei or ZTE or another Chinese telecom company, the Chinese will just create a new one to substitute for it. If we actually succeed in putting Huawei out of business, Huawei's assets would end up in another company, you know, with a slightly different name, and we'd have exactly the same problem. That's the idea of state control over key sectors of the economy. We need to focus on technology and sectors, not particular end users.
参议院边境安全与移民小组委员会星期三举行题为"通过美国难民政策，支持香港民主运动"的听证会。佛罗里达州联邦参议员卢比奥在会上表示，近期有关州庭黄之锋还有12名港人被判等刑事案件，再次显示中共粉碎基本法还有中英联合声明，违反对香港自治权的承诺。 他说，他和民主党联邦参议员梅伦德斯提出的香港安全港法案将有效帮助需要这些需要的香港人，与此同时保护香港攸关美国的国家安全利益。
Assisting Hong Kongers who are seeking refuge is not only the morally right thing to do, but it's also in our national security interest. For I deeply believe that Hong Kong is in the front lines of a much larger struggle. It is the broader struggle between authoritarianism and democracy. And in that struggle, I hope none of us will be bashful or shy away from saying clearly that democracy is morally superior to authoritarianism.
卢比奥说，美国国会通过香港人权与民主法案，以明确立场捍卫香港，但还有更多的工作要做。他相信，近日香港发生的事件是对自由世界敲响了警钟，必须共同努力，以应对中国对全球自由的威胁。 而这可以从美国尽其所能地保护需要帮助的香港开始。美国财政部周三宣布，把中国等9个国家列入观察名单，并将越南还有瑞士定为货币操纵国。把中国列入观察名单，是美国从2019年8月认定中国为货币操纵国以来的第一次采取这样的行动。 美国财政部在年度报告中说，越南还有瑞士是满足货币操纵国全部3项指标的国家。被确认为货币操纵国，必须满足至少3个指标：与美国的贸易顺差超过200亿美元，外汇干预的程度高于 GDP 的 2%， 而全球经常账盈余超过 GDP 的 2%。 美国参议院情报委员会领袖表示，明年1月上任的新国会将立即针对北京企图影响华盛顿政治圈的问题召开听证会。近日接连爆出多起中国共产党势力渗透美国政坛还有商界的消息，引发了美国国会两党的关注以及警觉。众议院的共和党人要求美国联邦调查局尽速向国会进行简报。 上个星期，美国媒体爆出一名疑似利用留学身份进入美国的中共女间谍芳芳渗透政坛。随后，中国人民大学国际关系学院副院长翟东升的一篇演说提及了中共如何在美国华尔街以及全市圈都有影响，点燃了美国政治圈的热议。美国财政部外国资产办公室星期三宣布，对位于中国还有阿联酋的4家公司实施制裁，理由是这些实体帮助此前已经被制裁的众翔石化有限公司出口伊朗的石化产品。被列入制裁名单的中国公司是东海国际船舶管理有限公司以及东南石化有限公司，后者的总部位于香港。 美国财政部在一份声明中说，这4家公司为众翔石化有限公司提供关键的船运服务，或代表该公司执行金融交易，让众翔石化可以继续代理和运输伊朗的石化出口。财政部说，被制裁的实体还有个人在美国的所有资产将被冻结，美国人被禁止与他们进行交易。总统当选人拜登前往佐治亚州。 为那里的民主党联邦参议员候选人助阵，他同时计划任命更多的内阁关键成员，为明年1月做出人事布局。来看报道。切尔前往佐治亚州，为角逐该州参议员席位的2名民主党籍候选人奥索夫和沃诺克助选。I
need two senators from this state who want to get something done, not two senators who are just going to get in the way. Because look. Getting nothing done just hurts Georgia.
这场定于明年1月5日举行的特别选举将决定两党谁来掌控下届国会参议院的多数席位，因此备受瞩目。选举的提前投票已经开始。同样受到关注的是下届美国政府核心职位的人员构成。星期三，拜登任命初选时的竞争对手、前印第安纳州南本德市市长彼得·布迪吉格担任交通部长。
At its best, transportation makes the American dream possible, getting people and goods to where they need to be, directly and indirectly creating good-paying jobs. At its worst, misguided policies and missed opportunities can reinforce racial, economic, and environmental injustice.
今年38岁的布迪吉格是哈佛大学和牛津大学的毕业生，并曾经在阿富汗服役。如果获得任命，他将成为美国历史上首位担任内阁部长的公开同性恋人士。此外，拜登可能会任命前密歇根州州长詹妮佛·格林霍姆出任能源部长。格林霍姆曾经是密歇根州的第一位女性州长。拜登在2009年担任副总统期间，曾经和格林霍姆共同策划如何拯救受困于金融危机的美国汽车行业。拜登在大选后承诺，他将基于最广泛的联盟组建政府。
Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Progressives, Moderates, Conservatives, Young, Old, Urban, Suburban, Rural, Gay, Straight, Transgender, White, Latino, Asian, Native American. I'm meeting.
Biden as a candidate several times said, you know, my cabinet will look like the country. My cabinet will look like America. My staff will look like America.It's also true that the old guard I keep talking about, Biden's inner circle that's been with him the longest, is overwhelmingly white and leans heavily male. However, he did build out a campaign staff starting very early and then adding to it that ended up majority female.
特朗普总统仍然没有承认败选，但是参议院多数党领袖麦康奈尔星期二已经祝贺拜登当选总统。美国之音电视新闻。
新冠病毒大流行让许多人在节日季节遭遇经济困难，纽约人正在收紧他们的钱包。
尽管新冠病例突然激增，纽约市民的节日采购仍在进行，许多商店也继续营业。 BMO 资本市场的高级零售分析师西蒙·西格尔说，顾客应该预期库存量低，要为礼物付出更多，因为在大流行病期间，企业不得不缩小规模。
I think this is the first holiday in a long time where demand is going to outstrip supply. And what that means is don't expect that many discounts. So from a consumer perspective, inventory is light, deals are going to be light as well. From a stock perspective, I think we should all expect sales may disappoint, but margins and profitability are probably going to be better than we've seen in a while.
尽管零售商提早在网上和实体店提供假日折扣，美国十月份的零售销售额只增长疲软的0.3%。全国各地的新冠病毒感染激增，以及夏天每星期发放$600失业金支票宣告结束，都是美国的消费减缓，也导致今年春天以来最慢的零售业销售增长。当时，商店、电影院、饭馆和工作场所都因大流行病而关闭。大部分收益仅仅发生在少数区块，这显示出大流行病已改变了美国的消费趋势。家用品和庭院商店、电子和电器商店以及在线零售业的销售额都有所增长。这些增长可能反映了正在进行的住房翻修，也可能反映出那些在家工作者以及有孩子在线学习的家庭在购买更多的计算机。西格尔同意，人们正在花钱改善他们的家庭生活。
Certainly, we've seen athleisure being a category that people want during this. We've seen furniture. We've seen anything that improves your at-home experience. At-home fitness through the roof.
服装店和体育用品店的销售额下降4%以上，百货公司的跌幅更大，将近5%。商务部的报告只涵盖消费者的整体消费行为的1/3左右，像理发和住酒店等深受大流行病损害的服务业也并不包括在内。在曼哈顿的街上，一些居民外出购物。纽约市的黛比·麦金多有5个孩子，他说他仍在努力寻找购买圣诞礼物的法子。他曾拥有一家餐馆，但关门了。
I definitely have a problem with shopping because the money's low. You know, everybody is in the house. Nobody's getting jobs right now. The economy not so hot. Hopefully it changes.
杰森·韦斯特康说，他事先把到底要买什么先想清楚，以免在商店里逗留。
Well, I think it, now it's different where I have to kind of know in advance what my family and my loved ones want because I can't go and look, I can't go and shop. I got to know and I got to buy it, and that's it.
斯蒂维说，他要给他儿子一个大礼。
Well, yeah, I mean, you are being a little bit cautious because of this pandemic that we're in now, so you're watching your money a lot more than usual. And, you know, I have a kid, so I want to make sure it's festive for him, obviously, you know, so, yeah.
What are you getting him?
He wants the PS5 or the Xbox Series, one of those things I'm going to splurge and get him, you know? He's a good kid. He works hard for it.
伊拉娜·哈比比正在采取几种预防新冠的措施，但她仍在花钱。
I'm walking around with a mask. I'm being very careful not to touch anything. It's very difficult to shop that way, but I managed to spend a lot of money anyway.
安布罗西亚·格里森就今年许多人对财务的担忧发出共鸣，他正在为亲人制作礼物。
It's different because I don't have any money this year, so I'm not really actually doing any shopping. I'm mainly just making gifts and cards for my friends and family, because again, money is very tight. So,
沿着通常气氛欢乐的第五大道，许多展示窗反映出大流行病的感受。窗内的人体模特穿着乏味，宽松但舒适的服装等候顾客们上门。
美国当选总统拜登希望美国重返伊朗核协议，不过专家认为美国重返核协议并非易事。
伊朗顶尖的核科学家莫森·法赫里扎德11月下旬遭到刺杀，加剧了中东的紧张局势，还导致美国对伊朗政策复杂化的危险。当选总统拜登说，如果德黑兰重遵协议，他希望美国返回2015年的核协议。国务卿蓬佩奥以退出协议并对德黑兰施加最大压力作为美国对中东政策的基石，还把奥巴马政策对德黑兰的外交行动贴上姑息的标签。
With the help of our Gulf allies, our maximum pressure campaign isolated Iran diplomatically, militarily, and economically. We've now leveled 77 rounds of sanctions, targeting close to 1,500 individuals and entities.
专家们对最大压力行动的效果看法不同。
Well, I think it's been very effective at limiting the ability of the regime to fund surrogates to be a disruptive actor in the region.
That policy has been a complete disaster at the end of the day, because while it has been tremendously painful for the Iranians, it has not changed Iran's foreign policy in any area in the slightest bit. The nuclear program has advanced.
Our next Secretary of State, Tony Blinken.
专家说，即将上任的拜登团队将有许多当务之急。首先是处理新冠病毒大流行，伊朗问题会在清单上，但可能不会高居榜首。
In Washington, anything related to Iran requires a really big political lift. And so I think there's a reasonable question to ask about whether a Biden team will want to expend that political capital right away in the administration.
伊朗外长加瓦德·扎里夫这个月称特朗普政府为流氓政权，还说如果拜登政府决定改变路线并履行美国对核协议的最初承诺，德黑兰也将完全遵守。美国之音记者塞内，华盛顿报道。
艺术疗法可以用来治疗过去的创伤。来看报道。
艾丽·克拉福蒂和克里斯丁·马林诺夫斯基是表姐妹，她们在北弗吉尼亚州长大，两人都上了弗吉尼亚理工大学，并取得神经生物学的学位。这两个年轻的女性有很多共同之处，其中一个重点是，两人都说自己是校园性侵犯的幸存者。作为复健的部分行动，两人开创了一个叫做卡玛里亚的珠宝系列。
When I started designing jewelry, I went from an idea of something that wasn't in existence yet, and you could just find a way to bring it to life.
这两个年轻妇女在纽约学习珠宝制作，还周游世界学习不同的珠宝风格。在卡玛里亚问世一年后，克拉福蒂和马林诺夫斯基创办了一个叫做重建尊严的非营利组织，为校园性侵犯的受害者提供经济援助。卡玛里亚营收的10%捐给重建尊严组织。
You would be surprised to know that we have had applications from students who are having their diplomas held until they pay their student health care costs. And those student health care costs were directly attributed to sexual assault.
克拉福蒂和马林诺夫斯基制作的许多珠宝都是不对称的。这对表姐们说，他们是为了在不完美中展现美丽。
It's so meaningful and it's easy to attach symbology to something so small.
One of our signature pieces is the butterfly necklace, and the butterfly represents hope and transformation, which is a good reminder for survivors.
他们相信新冠大流行病教导人们对彼此更加体谅。他们说，这段时期迫使许多人过上了非常孤独的日子，就像性侵犯受害者通常过的日子一样。
Camaria means moonlight in Swahili, so the idea is, like the moon, even when you're surrounded by darkness,you reflect light just because you exist.
We're going to support you.
美国之音记者莫斯卡科夫华盛顿报道。
纽约的华尔道夫阿斯托里亚时钟最近经过了精心的修复，在纽约历史学会展出。
我们在时钟前见面，100多年来，纽约人一直用华尔道夫阿斯托里亚时钟作为聚会地点。这座陈列在华尔道夫阿斯托里亚酒店大厅的传奇时钟，因酒店进行重大装修，目前已经挪入纽约历史学会供人参观。时钟是英国维多利亚女王送的礼物，1893年在芝加哥世界博览会首次公开亮相。
Well, I think there were quite a number of clocks that were shown at that exposition. And I think the technology and the mechanics behind clocks have always fascinated people. I mean, there have been points of fascination for centuries.
生意人约翰·雅各布·阿斯特以未公开的价格买下了这座时钟，想要让它成为纽约第五大道上崭新的华尔道夫阿斯托里亚豪华酒店的中心装饰品。酒店搬迁时，这座大钟也跟着迁移了。这座时钟和政客、皇室成员都碰过面，甚至在电影《了不起的盖茨比》里扮演了一个角色，还在电影《女人香》里的经典场景出现，镜头记录了阿尔帕西诺在这个著名的时钟下起舞的场面。维多利亚女王的礼物代表了英美两国联盟的巩固，而这种关系反映在大钟上面。
It's clear that the goal was to present a cross-section of important American men dating from basically the time of the American Revolution up until 1893. So I think that there was an attempt by the British to really provide an example of different types of statesmen. And they're not all presidents. Benjamin Franklin is included. Who had importance to the history of the United States.
在银色的画像下是当时美国最新的历史成就，其中的布鲁克林大桥是那时最了不起的工程，紧邻一旁的是自行车比赛。
Many of the sports that you see represented on the clock relate to different organized sports that were popular during the period.Bicycling, for example, became very, very popular in the 1890s and late 1880s. So that makes it's perfectly logical that those kinds of sports or that bicycling in particular would be represented.
在21世纪，时钟的机械结构几乎无法像一个世纪前那样让公众着迷，但它今天的作用不同。这个瑰丽的手工艺品的每个细节。 无论是黄金装饰的木质角楼，或是美丽的银质徽章，都可以被视为记载着127年前成就的历史书。美国之音记者伦斯基，纽约报道。
感谢您的收看，我们。